And for a brief glimpse at what's making headlines across the world this Friday afternoon, China is expected to announce a package of measures covering aid, investment, trade and social development for Africa at a ministerial summit in Beijing, which is hosting some 48 leaders from the continent. The three-day meeting underscores China's deepening links with Africa, whose mineral and oil wealth it needs for its growing economy. Africa is also a growing market for Chinese goods, but some critics say Beijing is stifling African manufacturing. We spoke to Zambian-based Jesuit priest Father Peter Henrio, who is an expert on African affairs. He explained some of the concerns surrounding the trade relations between Africa and China.
An expression has been used that, you know, we're in kind of a situation of a new scramble for Africa, such as occurred back 100 years ago. So here is a very large country with a need itself for markets, so to distribute a lot of goods, sales, but also in need of importing raw materials, so a lot of interest in that, and then also of investing, of coming into countries. Now, on all of those issues, there is some controversy, and I think that civil society, for instance, here in Zambia, or the church groups, have been watching very closely and advising the government to be sure that only the best for the Zambian people come out of any of these things.